Hi, I'm Gustavo Cerola, and if you love D&D-style adventures full of humor and heart, you should check out Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Tales from the Stinky Dragon is a cinematic listening experience complete with guest performances from professional voice actors and comedians, immersive sound design, and its own musical score. Go on a thrilling journey with four friends and me, Gus, their very patient dungeon master, as we stumble through disastrous dice rolls, questionable roleplay decisions, and even a few wholesome feel-good moments along the way. You can binge our first two campaigns or join us every other week for our latest third campaign. No matter where you decide to start listening, you're guaranteed to have a side-splitting journey that's fun for all ages and perfect for both D&D veterans and newcomers alike. Just search for Tales from the Stinky Dragon wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe today.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But you know what is real? The feeling I have when we're together. See, I'm capable of real emotion, so stick that on your 2022 bingo card. Now, last week, one of our main characters spent nearly the entire episode on his deathbed. Hear that, podcast Oscars? That's a thing, right? And sure, this week he's pretty much back up and running. And if that seems unlikely, well, the Book of Boba Fett seems to have become the Book of Mandalorian Season 3 and his CGI friends. So, anything's possible. Now cut us a little slack while you sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast recorded in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the village of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chump the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, I've been working at my black and white smithery, and you and I have been going through a lot with Usador dying.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been very stressful. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot on our shoulders. So I made you and I a little gift. Do you mind if I present it to you?
Oh, sure. I love gifts. And this is a gift I have to share with you.
Yeah. So I made one for each of us at my black and white smithery. So these are matching rings that will bond us forever. They're made of something very unique. These are Father of Pearl material.
What is Father of Pearl? I've never heard of Father of Pearl.
That's because there's a lot of absent fathers in the Pearl community.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I caught one. I caught one the other day, and I decided to kill it and to use its skin to make us rings. So here, let me just slide this on your pinky, and one for me, and now let's clinkies. Let's pinky clinkies.
Okay, you're lucky that I really was won over by that rhyme.
Phew.
Well, thank you. I'm not much of a jewelry person, but thank you.
Huh. Okay, not sure why you had to say that.
I meant in the past, but now I'm all pinky ring all the time. Just call me Joe Pesci.
What's that?
Just call me Joe Pesci. I'm wearing a pinky ring, I assume.
I don't understand.
That's all right. I barely do.
How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay. Still a little bit stressed out about Usador. And I'm going to be honest. I think he's still kind of depressed that last week no one besides us showed up to his deathbed.
Yeah.
And so he's extending that. And I know.
When a friend or a relative fakes their own death, you want him to go quick, right? Mm-hmm. You just want it to be over with.
It's true.
And he's dragging it out. It's lingering. Ugh. Mm-hmm. He's starting to smell, right?
I know. Also, the worst part
is a stench?
Just to remind you, he's sitting right next to us.
Hello.
The worst part is he's not even interjecting with a how rude at what we're saying all this stuff.
I haven't been introduced
yet. Yeah, not even a how rude or a hey, mister, or a what are the other ones?
Cut it out.
That's it. Have mercy. None of those.
Mm-hmm.
Usador, don't you want us to have mercy?
Yes, but I'm waiting to be introduced. I'm not rude.
Ugh. Oh, okay. And I'm joined.
He's got real high and mighty. Sorry, go ahead. Pinky clinkies.
Pinky clinkies. By my other co-host, He's on his deathbed, but he's still doing pretty well. Usador the Blue.
I was Usador. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. But now, all of those who know, I shall soon be departing this realm for another. Look into my eyes. Look at how foggy I've made my eyes.
Oh, yeah, and you've wrapped the blankets around your head like a little baklava.
Yeah.
A little baklava?
Yeah, you look like baklava. You're so sweet.
Oh, thank you. Yes, as you know, I've shrunk my deathbed down and strapped it to my head. And now I can just lay here on the table and...
Yeah, I was going to say you have some bedhead going on. No, buddy, hey, wake up.
Yes,
Hey, we have stuff to do. What?
I know, but I think everyone's falling for it.
Usador, has it occurred to you that...
Yes.
Like, tying a bed to your head doesn't entirely read to people, like, on first sight? Like, they see it, they may not totally register that that's supposed to be your deathbed.
Well, I did carve the word death into the headboard.
Yeah, and there is a chalk outline on the bed. I think it reads.
There are a lot of clues now that I look more closely.
At first glance, sure, you don't go, oh, that guy's got a deathbed on his head. No one thinks that immediately. Yeah. But you look at it a little closer and you go, oh, it says death, and there's a chalk outline. Is that a murder bed? Oh, it's a deathbed. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great visual gag for your podcast.
Yeah, and again, and I know I feel like I upset both of you every time I mention this. No, this is a audio-only medium.
What a waste of time. Why do we waste our time doing this?
But people can still smell Usador, right?
No, I guess we haven't covered this.
To keep up the illusion, I haven't bathed in weeks.
Okay, and that's working for here.
I really got that death stank on me.
Mm-hmm. No one listening to this podcast can smell any of it.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we even... what is the point of all this, Arnie?
Why do I shit myself day after day to recreate the smell of death so that your listeners are oblivious to this effect?
I don't know. I've been telling you time and again, you can stop doing that. Stop doing that, please.
I can't and I won't.
Usador, can I ask, as a friend?
Yes.
How long is this deathbed period going to go on for?
I don't know. How long do you think it'll take us to get Jen Levy on the show?
That's a good question. Might be tough to schedule. Some magical beings are harder to schedule than others.
Very true.
Deathbed period, more like a deathbed ellipses. Motherfucker just won't die.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm doing this for all of us. If I don't die, then people will know I haven't completed my true purpose. And then they'll start to say, oh, is the Dark Lord still alive? Oh, shit. He could come and, you know, burn my town down or steal all of our eggs. He loved stealing eggs.
Really? That's one of the really compelling details about the Dark Lord we've never covered. He's a big egg stealer?
Farmers would quake in their boots as they approached their chicken coop every day, and they would reach inside underneath each chicken to see if there was an egg there, hoping to find some ovoid shape in their hand. But oft, when they was left empty, they realized that the forces of evil had stolen their eggs.
How oft?
Pretty oft.
About 10 times. I'd say off 10. Farmers, lock up your chickens. I've been saying it. Farmers, lock up your chickens.
That's a bit regressive, but all right.
Well, so now I have a question about what we have hidden in the basement. Are we sure the tourmaline dragon
Which thing hidden in the basement?
I don't want to say it out loud because we have said it out loud many times and it really hasn't caught on. No one has really overheard us, but still, I probably shouldn't say that the Dark Lord is secretly hidden in the basement.
Right. Oh, right. I was thinking our burn book. Isn't our burn book in the basement?
Yes. Also, those dirty scrolls we found, we've been keeping in the basement.
Actually, those are in my room.
They're in your room?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't find them.
Well, I was thinking of the art that we stole.
Oh, yeah.
After that big heist.
That's true.
Oh, what a fun heist we had between seasons 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe I squirmed through all those lasers.
Incredible.
Did I look good doing it?
I gotta tell you, eventually Al Pacino's gonna come looking for those things.
What?
That's entrapment.
Oh. Is it?
Listen, this Al Pacino guy can come and get me as long as he says I have a great ass. That's all I ask.
Well, I suppose if everyone's watching, I should act like I'm dying.
Usador, too subtle. Play it up.
Oh, death is upon me. I knock at death's door, and it is but cracked open a bit. I shall die, but any moment now, as soon as a foot can be squeezed through said opening of said door. How's that?
Pretty good.
All right. Now, I'm doing this for all of us, because if it doesn't appear that I've died, everyone will come back after the Dark Lord again.
That's true. But here's my question. Actually, we have a surprise for you, Usador, which I'm very excited for you, but in just a moment. But are we sure that Tourmaline Dragon Team is doing a good job of watching the Dark Lord? Because, and maybe I was dreaming, but last night I woke up in the middle of the night and I could have sworn for a second I saw Blemish sitting in the corner of my room staring at me, you know, the way that he used to do back at the Vermilion Minotaur. That was so creepy. Remember, guys? Remember the olden days when you'd wake up in the middle of the night and Blemish was just there?
And I'd be like, hello? And he'd be like, that's me in the corner. It's just terrifying.
And then he'd be like, that's me in the spotlight.
He had a spotlight in your room?
Yeah. Losing my religion. I don't know. I can't. I mean, I think it was hard to tell. Sometimes he'd mumble his lyrics.
I'm trying to keep up with you.
Guys, let's all calm down. Hey, Ernie, it's going to be fine. Now, some nice person has left 3 cigars on the table here, and I suggest we smoke them. Let me go first, put the cigar in my mouth, grab this candle and light the end of the cigar and smoke it like I normally would any cigar, because surely this is a normal cigar. Oh, fuck. I lost all taste. What's going on here? Oh, my tongue is numb.
Seems like you got the one prank cigar out of the two good ones.
What the hell?
Let me light this one up. Oh, my skin's turning purple.
Huh. I don't know if I trust these cigars. I'm going to take a closer look at this cigar with this telescope I have. Let's see here. Put it right up to my eye.
Arnie, pull that telescope away from thine eye.
Sure, yeah.
You have a black ring around your eye like a fool.
Oh, shoot. That's the worst one of the three.
Who could have done... Who put these cigars here?
Well, you said you had a surprise for me. Does it have anything to do with that? Is this the surprise?
Well, you were so depressed last week that we put in a lot of extra effort and we brought your best friend.
Could it be?
Yeah.
April? April, are you here?
Wow.
Oh!
Hey. It's Al Pacino. He's coming for us.
I got you again. It's actually me, April, just like you said.
Oh, how wonderful to see you. It's been many years. How kind of you to come and visit me as I lay here upon my deathbed. Oh.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, wow, I thought that was a really strange haircut.
Right?
But I guess it does say death on it.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't read. That's all I was saying.
Oh, and a chalk outline. Because people... Oh, I get it. Because once someone's died, sometimes a chalk outline is drawn around them.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, that was my thing. It was like, sometimes, but if someone's on their deathbed, I feel like they don't do the chalk outline.
Well, they don't do it before you're dead, that's for sure.
Well, look, if you have better ideas for things that read deathbed, I'd love to hear them.
Wait, they draw the chalk outline after you're dead? So when your body's gone, they just eyeball what your size would have been? That seems like a wasted opportunity to trace.
That's a good point. You pointed out that there has to be at least a moment where that chalk outline is being drawn around the dead person. You're right about that.
You have to trace. You gotta trace.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta trace. That's the only way to make sure it looks pretty close to the shape of their body.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usador, in case you dropped it here, can we trace your outline?
Oh, yes, of course. As soon as I die, of course, a great shaft of light shall fire into the sky as I return to the realms of Ephesius, but then, yeah, you should write. It'll probably just be like a big circle. So you can just do a big circle around the shaft of light, I guess, real quick?
Okay.
No. We made Shun promise no more shaft art.
Damn it. Well, April, it's wonderful to see you. Thank you for coming to pay your final respects to me, your best friend. And I have a confession for you, April.
You have a confession for me?
Aye, it is true. To honor our friendship, our boon companionship that we haven't spoken in years and only met that one time. Best friends. I have to let you know that this bed is carved from the very tree I found in my robes.
The tree I planted 4 years ago?
Yes, the tree you planted upon me, that tree of friendship that grew into a great and mighty oak, and that I then did carve into this very bed. And then I shrank it down to fit it on my head, and I carved death into it. I guess it doesn't read.
No, it reads. It reads. It just takes a second. I totally get it now.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, the bed doesn't read. Does it?
No.
No.
Oh.
Should I have taught the bed to read?
Well, then it would be constantly trying to read itself. And that, how is that going to work?
That's very true. But April, tell me, how have you been? What has kept you away for so long?
Oh, I wish I could have seen you earlier, Dick Bisk.
Yes, that works.
Yes. Yeah.
He's getting emotional. He's having a hard time getting through saying your name as you're known to of the gnomes, I believe?
The gnomes, yes. Yes, just in case anyone forgot, I'm a gnome. And we call Usador Dick Bisk. Something I remembered, certainly. But Dick Bisk, I missed you so much. I mean, we had all that wonderful time together for an hour 4 years ago, and I thought of you every day since, but...
Oh.
I had to leave. I had to pursue my art.
And how? How has your art progressed in the time since we've been gone? Are you a world-famous artist now, beloved by all, and best friends with Usador?
Kind of. I'm part of a trio of pranksters now.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, you remember my whole thing was that I was the prankster.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember.
Yeah, no, we all remember.
We all remember.
This isn't a memory quiz.
We all remember.
We all remember. Person, woman, man, prank, gnome. Our memory's great.
Yes, we're geniuses.
I would say we're geniuses. Arnie, are you a genius?
I mean... In the land of the geniuses, only the idiot is the real genius, if you think about it.
Wow, that sounded pretty genius to me.
So, yes.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
In a town of doctors, the richest man is the garbage person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm of the genus Mammalia.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks, man. So, who are your two other partners in this trio?
Well, they're my two gnome buddies. It's May and August. Fuse. They're my brothers. They're actually my brothers. I call them. I don't know why I didn't lead with that. They're my brothers. They're my two brothers.
Okay.
May and August Fuels.
Well, not everyone gets along with their siblings, so I think to lead with buddies is good because it shows that there is a friendship and it's not just, it's not just like a legally binding family obligation.
Absolutely, yeah. And when we started our trio, we said we are friends first, brothers second.
Ooh.
And chefs third.
We all
like to dance around in the kitchen and prepare interesting meals. That's for another time.
Well-rounded. April, I do have to ask, practical or impractical?
Well, here's the fun thing. They're practical, but we call them impractical, and that is the ultimate prank.
Nice. Oh, you've upturned my expectations yet again. Oh, I'm delighted.
Everyone loves it. We are... shockingly popular. Like, it's literally unbelievable.
Like, how is that? Yes, how could you be so popular? It doesn't make much sense.
Well, if you laugh enough at your own pranks, then people will understand that it's really, really funny.
And that's what we do. Every time we pull a prank, we just break out in uproarious laughter. One of our main prank mechanisms is we have two of us hide in the bushes, which is easy. We're so small.
Oh, yes.
We're so teeny tiny. And then we have the third go out and interact with someone. And from the bushes, we tell the third one to do and say.
Oh, shit.
Wonderful.
Oh, I just hearing about it, I'm crying laughing. And I feel like the family members that I don't really talk to are as well. Just dying laughing.
Oh, we are. We're the number one comedy for family members you barely talk to.
That is wild. That is wild. Surely there's better comedies out there, but no, I guess not. I guess
nope.
Not.
By the numbers, we are objectively the best.
Now, certainly, you could go see a play that's well-written and very funny and very witty and maybe even has some social commentary in it. But why would I want to sit and watch that when I could watch three gnomes just be outrageous?
Actually, one time we went to a play, and get this, two of us hid. We brought a bush. We brought a bush, and we hid
into
a bush.
The theater. Yeah.
To the theater. Uh-huh. And we put it in the aisle.
No.
Two of us hid in it.
No.
The other one sat in a chair.
No.
And we told them what to do. We said, unwrap your hard candy now. And it was at a really tense moment.
Yes.
Really disruptive. And we said,
fucking rules.
Cough several times now, and they have to do what we say. That's part of it. That's all of it.
Are they magically compelled to do what you say, or they just choose to do what you say?
They're compelled by the magic of comedy.
Oh,
but no, they're not. It's not mad. It's not. I mean,
it's not real magic. It's just they want to do it because of the lols.
There is nothing funnier than a person who is speaking through the mouth of someone else, and the person that they're puppeteering is saying stuff like, my butt itches. And people around them are like, why are you telling me this? And it's just like, that is, if you could condense comedy into the most purest, most potent little drop, it would be that.
Now, Arnie, why aren't you laughing uproariously at things like my butt itches? That seems like that's right in your wheelhouse.
I don't know. Just cuts too close to home, I think.
Also, how is your wheelhouse? Does it keep going down that hill?
I can't find it.
Oh, you know what you got to do is get one of those little stoppers for your wheelhouse.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, just put four wedges under the wheels.
Mm. Yeah. But then it's really convenient. When you do want it to roll, it can. But when you don't, it doesn't. Yeah, I have a wheelhouse that I live in a wheelhouse too. That's why I know about that.
Well, Aprel, why don't you continue to tell Arnie the ins and outs of owning a wheelhouse? And while you do that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, listeners, we're back. This is the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. Get back in the bushes, guys. Get back in the bushes. This is the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yeah, tell the audience, tell the listeners that your butt is teeny tiny.
Oh, and hey, listen, everyone, my butt's so teeny tiny.
And then tell them that your teeny tiny butt smells like a huge butt.
My teeny tiny butt smells like a huge butt.
And tell them Arnie's better than you.
And Arnie's better. What?
It'll be funny. Like, they'll be like, why would Jen say that?
How is that
Arnie's
funny? How is that funny? Funny how? Like, I'm a fucking badger here to amuse you? How am I fucking funny?
Hey, don't go Joe Pesci on me. Pinky clinkies.
Pinky clinkies. All right, guys, come out of the bush. Come out of the bush. The gig is hot.
That was perfect.
Oh, man.
You can hit the road with that.
Well, thank you for teaching us.
You know what I learned about being a prankster is that it's a little more stressful being in the bush than you would anticipate. Like, you think it's stressful being outside of the bush. It's a little stressful being inside of the bush.
There's a lot of pressure on the bush. The person outside the bush, you know, they just, all they have to do is...
Wait, who made you say that?
There is just a lot of pressure in the bush.
Yeah, okay. So tell them there's a lot of pressure in the bush, and then also tell them trace a shaft. Fine, I'll come out of the bushes. You caught me.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, there's so much pressure in the bush, we have to give a little advice to each other. Mm. That's just a tip in the bush.
Wow.
We could probably skip that.
And it's wild because we had, for the first time ever, I think, we had three in the bush.
And that's worth one and a half in the hand.
Oh, really? What's the conversion rate on that?
It's 2 to 1.
2 to 1.
Prisoners, yeah. 2-1.
I'm not good at math.
I'm not either. I'm not even sure if that was right. It is 2-1, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's 2-1. You got it. You nailed
Thanks,
it.
Guy.
Arnie, you did pretty good in the bush. I do have to say, like Aprel was saying earlier, I think you really do have to laugh at your own jokes. So you weren't laughing at yourself a ton. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Aprel, but if you don't laugh at yourself, if you don't laugh at your own bits and jokes, then you're really foul on your face.
Huh.
You're really foul on your ass when you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and you know, and if you don't laugh at it, then no one else knows to when you're, you know. So if you're in the bush and no one knows to appreciate you, you know, just tell them, please clap.
Yeah,
that's a good bush strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Or like hold your stomach and make it bounce up and down like you're laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Or wipe away the corners of your eyes even though they're bone dry.
The problem is, guys, you know, I'm not about comedy. This is a serious documentary podcast, and I know we have moments of levity, but I'm really just thinking about like what I can learn and share back with the people on Earth. I'm just excited to learn so much about comedy and pranks from you, Aprel.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Okay. I have a question. What is funny?
Oh, wait, is that for me? Ask Arnie. Ask Arnie.
Well, I'll ask both of you. Arnie, I think you did comedy back on Earth before you became a serious documentarian, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were a ha-ha guy before you became Papa Auteur.
Well, I was more of a ha-ha boy, but yes.
Oh, my God. I just noticed that pinky ring.
Right?
Wow, when you did that little hand gesture. You flared your hand like that? I noticed the pinky ring. That's cool. You know, I like it when people continue to let their fashion sense evolve over time. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we're both very proud of you. Me and my best friend, of course. we think you've really really grown over the years since we last saw you.
Yeah.
It's years for Aprel, only a couple days for me.
Can I ask, you know, you two met so briefly before and kind of instantly became best friends. Like, what's the secret to your connection?
Well, I think it's just, you know, we said the words, and words are very powerful. We all know that. Names are powerful. Naming something, saying, you're my best friend, has a great weight to it, and there's a bond there that cannot be broken.
Yeah, that was when you two met, that was a very powerful hour.
What is... Mm-hmm. Feels like there's something sharp in my chair.
What is that? It's in my chair.
We don't know. You're sitting on it, bud.
Is this a tack?
Oh, yes, shit. You're so bad.
Oh, shit.
Classic.
Classic.
Oh, I see. Ah, oh, you've gotten me again, April.
Oh, it ripped your anus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bleeding a
little
bit.
Oh, yeah. There's
here.
A lot of blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I used the extra long tack.
That's the longest tack I've ever seen.
It's a foot long. Foot long tack.
What is the practical use for that?
Well, if you want to hang something on your wall, you can use a tack. You just push it right into the wall. You've never done that?
But one that big?
Oh, well, I guess it depends on your walls. But the walls of my wheelhouse are...
Or what you're hanging on the wall.
Right. It really, you know, it depends on the wall and the thing you're hanging. Those are the two variables. Honestly, I can't think of anything else that could change that.
Gravity.
Gravity, that's another variable.
Mm-hmm.
Heat.
Heat, that's another variable.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have too much tack material.
We're thinking of variables, Arnie. Shut up.
Okay.
You have to name all the variables.
There's X, there's Y.
Yeah.
Yep, those are important ones. Time of day feels like it could matter.
Put it at the bottom of the list, but it could be.
But, yeah, let's put, we'll have at the bottom, we'll have the ones that are potential variables.
Oh, good, yes.
Good, we can cut those if we need. No bad ideas in variable listing.
Okay. Maybe it's just meant for an optimist.
Huh?
Just like, I don't know, I think I'm going to need this much tack.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm bleeding a lot.
Yeah, game over.
The tack went all the way up to your lungs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty bad bleed.
I hear a whistling noise.
Well, this is going to hasten along my death for sure.
To have that go through your anus into your lungs, surely there's some sort of cross-contamination there.
Really?
I'm
going to extend my neck so that I can get a good look at my buttholes.
And Aprel, while Usador's head is gone, mm-hmm. We promised you some coin to come here and see Usador, so here's some of that money that we promised you.
Thank you. Thanks, so much.
It means a lot.
Thank you.
No, it means a lot. This is. Thank you. I actually really need this. I'm in bad to the wrong people.
Oh no!
Yeah. Like loan sharks or loan dolphins or
all of the above. We got loan porpoises. Those are the bad ones.
Oh no!
You ever make a bet with a loan porpoise?
No, I'm smart enough to never do that.
Well,
no offense.
I'm dumb. I'm too dumb. They're gonna mess me up.
They're gonna flip
on me so hard.
Oh, they're worse than loan sharks because they're smarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're unassuming. People see a loan shark coming, they know that that's bad. People see a porpoise, they don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lower their defenses because they're like, oh, what is this little thing?
Yeah, they're like, this is cute, I think.
And then by then it's too late. The porpoise is barreled into the side with their nose and the person explodes.
Yeah, luckily I'm so tiny I didn't explode, but it shot me pretty far across the room.
Woof! Oh, sorry to hear. Oh, yeah. He's back! He's back! He's back!
Okay,
how's your asshole?
You know, it's bleeding a little bit, but it's not as bad as it seems. Although I think, even though I'm dying and will be dead soon, I should probably have somebody look at it. Hmm. And all my cash is sort of tied up here in the strange familiar, so I might have to take out a loan from a narwhal.
Oh, here, I'll look at it. Let me just put my eye up to it.
There you go.
Okay, and then pull back my eye.
Oh,
why is everybody laughing?
Why
is everybody laughing?
Got a big round.
What? What is it? What's going on? Why is everybody laughing?
I put some ink around my butthole.
Classic.
You got me.
That's a good one.
Gotcha.
Dick Bisk, we got to get you on the road. We got to get you out there, man.
Oh,
people would flip for you.
Oh.
What is life like on the road for a gnome prankster?
Oh, it's the best. You know, the shows themselves are fine, but really it's the traveling that makes it fun. The rest stops, the just seeing the land. You know, I never really got outside of Hog's Face until this.
Oh, really?
You know, but just like going around Foon and seeing all the different places.
Yeah.
Life on the road's nice.
And with your brothers, no less. I'm sorry, with your buds and your brothers, no less.
With my buddies. My brothers happen to be there, too.
Yeah. Bruddies, we might say.
It does expand your mind to begin to experience the many cultures and geographies of Foon and learning that the world is so much bigger than e'er we did believe when we were young.
It really is. It's huge. And now we know about another dimension. Arnie's.
Yeah, my world.
Yeah, so it's even bigger than that.
Right, mm-hmm. And there are probably a multitude of universes beyond those. When you think of the realms of Ephesius and how each one of those may fractally turn into a nearly infinite number of universes.
Yeah, and each one has a man made of spiders.
Each one
has it.
Oh, Ani, you don't know the tale?
Wait, I missed this. What are you talking about?
Well, in every universe, it's said that there is a man of spiders. Actually, that's pre-gendered. I should say there's a person of spiders, mm-hmm. or some sort of spider person.
I'm stunned you didn't know this.
Yeah.
You've been in Foon for years now. You've never heard of the Man of Spiders?
No.
He's different than the Man of Spiders in other dimensions. I mean, you probably have a Man of Spiders on Earth.
Huh.
Yeah, and Arnie, it gets kind of confusing because some of the Man of Spiders look like, 1718, which is great. And then some of them look like they're like 47.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a big age range in the man, yeah. in the spiders, of the man, of men's of spider. Men of spiders. That's hard to pluralize.
You know, what about the one here in Foon?
Oh, he's tremendous. Everyone loves the Man of Spiders in Foon.
Everyone sings that song about him.
Yeah.
Man of Spiders, Man of Spiders. It's hard to rhyme, something with spiders.
He had some fun, climbed inside her.
Okay, all right, I've had enough.
What, really, Arnie?
No.
Really,
that's okay.
The point of the song is that it's really hard to rhyme spiders.
No further questions.
That's the point.
Man of spiders, man of spiders, likes to collect particle colliders.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Hmm.
Man of spiders, man of spiders, likes to break up the room with dividers. You know, it's actually, when you think about it, it's kind of amazing that in the first verse they went right to he had fun climbing inside. Because there actually are a lot of other things that could rhyme with spider, but they went right for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, particle dividers, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, because mostly what he does is none of the things in this song. If all the exploits in the song are just merely to make the rhyme happen, what the Man of Spiders does is he goes from town to town, and when he sees a crime, he says, "Stop that crime, or I'll throw my spiders at you." And he opens his great sack of spiders, and he takes a handful, and he tosses them in your face.
And Arnie, I know this is probably a little confusing. We should explain. There is an origin story where the Man of Spiders was bitten by a spideroactive radium.
By what's this now?
He was bitten by spideroactive radium.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sort of element that's been affected by spiders.
Yeah.
And can bite.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Can bite. Anything can bite, Arnie. Anything can bite if you piss it off enough.
Hmm.
And he got pretty pissed off when a criminal killed Ben Uncle. Ben Uncle.
Oh, Ben Uncle.
Ben Uncle. Yeah. And so that actually is, that's part of his origin story, too. After a criminal killed Ben Uncle, the Man of Spiders said, "With great responsibility comes great power." And he was responsible. So he knew that he had power.
Got a lot of power.
Very responsible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm surprised you didn't know this, Arnie. This is a really famous story in Foon.
You might know his wife. He did get Jane to marry.
Mm.
He got what's this now?
He has a wife. He got Jane to marry. They were in Jane, and then they got Jane to marry.
Oh, what does it mean to be in Jane?
Arnie, fuck! Do I have to read every book for you?
Oh my God. Arnie, this is an embarrassing day for you.
I guess so. I can't tell.
Okay, have you heard of Octus Octavier?
Octus Octavier?
The octopus with one human arm?
No.
Arnie, are you joking me?
Such a sad story. Such a sad story because you expect an octopus to have eight arms, and then if you expect an octopus that has human powers to have two arms, but the tragedy is they only have the one.
Oh, Octus Octavier is such a sad sack. It is, I mean, can barely swim. Most days he drowns. But his curse is to keep on living.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Have you ever drowned and then kept on living?
I mean, right now.
Well, it sucks shit. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Get all that water in your lungs and you're like, I can't breathe. It's not fun. It hurts.
Have any of you met this Man of Spiders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had lunch with him.
Yeah. What do you guys have?
I had a bread bowl full of soup, and I feel like he had, I want to say like 1,000 fucking flies. Is that right?
Sounds right.
It was either linguine or it was 1,000 fucking flies.
One of those is his favorite food.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is he a spider in any way, or does he just have a bag of spiders?
He got bitten by a spider. Spider-reactive radium. We've explained this.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Now, for a long time, he wanted to join my band of adventurers, but I said he was too young and that it was too dangerous. So, of course, as his primary mentor, I took it upon myself to create a new bag of spiders for him, even more powerful than the original.
Hmm.
And now I'm dying. And will he have a crisis of consciousness now that I'm dying? What will become of him?
You are kind of a father figure to him, aren't you?
It's very true.
Now that Ben Uncle's gone.
Yes, it's very true. I sort of stepped right into that role unwittingly. Very sad. But his caretaker, Hachi.
Wait a second, though. Is it?
What,
haven't I
Arnie,
heard?
What?
Wait, I think I might have heard about this. Aprel, is one of your brothers related to the Man of Spiders?
Oh, yeah. My brother, you're talking about Mayfuels?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He is, he's a gnome, but he was bitten by an ant.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually also has powers. So he's ant. People call him May Ant, and he is related to the Man of Spiders. Wow. I'm sorry. So maybe, you know what? I've been overselling it. Maybe it's reasonable that you don't know the story. I know the story so well because if my family. Brother's related to him, I'm related to him. So what I'm trying to say is the Man of Spiders is my cousin, and I'm stunned you didn't know that.
Holy shit. The Man of Spiders is your cousin? What? That is incredible. You're telling me the unfriendly continental Man of Spiders who gives everyone two, everybody gets two, his famous catchphrase, that's your cousin?
Yeah. I love that guy.
Wow, that is incredible. And I'm sorry for calling him unfriendly. But he has a reputation.
Yeah, he knows that. He owns it. Not a nice person. He's very mean.
Yeah, sort of underwhelming. The underwhelming Man of Spiders.
Yeah, he's underwhelming. He's nonplussed.
Unspectacular.
Unspectacular.
Unamazing. What else?
Just a real dipshit. We don't. He's just really unimpressive. Arnie, actually, now that we're talking about him,
why would he know?
Yeah, like this guy. This is a loser cousin of mine.
Well, I guess
I barely know him.
I guess I'd love to hear a little bit more about your immediate family, but maybe let's take a quick break and then I'd love to learn more about your brothers.
Oh, I guess there's not time to tell you about one of his enemies, Antidote. Well, let's just go to break.
Oh, yes, I know them all. Well, let's see. He got bit by lightning. He got bit by iron. One of them got bit by a black widow. One got bit by a hawk.
The guy who got bit by a black widow died, right? Immediately?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the guy who got bit by the hawk specifically got bit in the eye.
Mm. He's kind of not that fun.
Right? He's not that fun.
It's just he's there.
One guy got bit by the concept of America. I've never really understood that.
Wait, you have the concept of America in Foon?
No.
Okay.
That's why I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, the only America I know is Ferrara. We have an America Ferrara in Foon. Do you know her?
Oh, I've met America Ferrara. Yes, of course. Yeah. She's delightful. She's very charming, and as her name would suggest, she's kind of wears a lot of furs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's America Ferrara.
I've heard she's ugly, but just her personality.
What the fuck?
Rude,
Arnie.
Inappropriate.
This is what I've heard.
Still. Unbelievable. Aprel, what is, as you tour with your band of buddies, is there a sort of end game or goal to all this? Like, do you want to try and, like, have your own residency somewhere, or do you want to perform for the king? Like, what is your end goal?
We'd love to perform for the king. The king, for all pranksters, that's the ultimate, that's it. There's nothing you can do. I'm scared of doing it because once I do it, I'll have lived my dream. Mm-hmm, and I'll have to fall back asleep and find another. I just don't know what I would do after that. But God, I'd love to prank him.
Do you have any ideas? Because, I mean, royalty can be a little, they're a little, how do I put this politely? They can be kind of wet.
Inbred?
Yes, wet inbreds.
They're wet. They're sopping. They're sopping.
Sopping wet inbreds.
Sopping wet inbreds. God, I can't wait to make fun of how sopping they are.
Oh, fuck, now I want a roast beef sandwich.
I want a bread pudding.
I want a lollipop.
Arnie, what do you want?
Barkeep, those things.
One of all those, yeah.
I double it. One of everything for Arnie.
So, Aprel, you perform with your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Are those your only brothers, or do you have more brothers than just those two?
I have a lot of brothers.
Hmm.
11 brothers.
Oh, okay.
January.
Uh-huh.
March.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pro.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right.
We already talked about May Gwen. Aunt May.
Oh, May Gwen is the penguin that I frequent.
That's kind of fun, actually. Personally have an Aunt Gwen. And all of a sudden, the wires got cross for just a moment.
Sure,
sure.
And I'm sorry, I really, this is not the most important detail, but Chunt, there's a penguin that you, as you say, frequent?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, play cards, catch up.
Okay.
Canoodle.
Okay. Hmm.
How do you know it's the penguin that you visited before, instead of just another penguin?
Well, it's a Megwin, which you can tell because anytime I bring over, like, some cookies or something, it says, may I have one? Mm. And most penguins say, can I have one?
Incorrectly. Yes, I understand. That's good. Mm-hmm. You have the one smart penguin, Megwin.
Mm-hmm. It's very well read. Very well read. Mm-hmm.
Arnie, did you want me to keep naming the names of my brothers?
You
got four so far.
I think
far.
I can predict the rest. But I guess I was just wondering, is January the oldest?
Oh, good question. January is actually the oldest.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Born first, and then 30 days later, February was born.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's 30?
I think it may have been 31 days. My mother was in labor for a... It could have been a full day, so it's hard to know.
Well, yes, known pregnancies can vary in length between 28 and 31 days. Everyone knows this.
28 days?
Sometimes.
How often does something like that happen?
Once every year or so.
Yeah. And then sometimes 29, but that's...
Even rarer.
Even rarer. Yeah.
Not fur rarer.
No, not the fur wearer. No.
Wait, the fur wearer is... Is that America someone Ferreira? That...
America Ferrara.
Ferrara. God, she loves fur.
You said June?
That's, oh, sorry, yes. Arnie, I'm so sorry. Mm. I forgot to tell you the rest of my brother's names.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
June. Oh, I already said June.
Right.
Let me start over.
Great.
January.
Mm-hmm.
Feels.
February.
Feels.
Right. No, I think this is the first time you mentioned February.
Are you kidding me? I forgot February initially.
You forgot February.
What did I say?
I think you
went straight to March.
Yeah.
Oh, let me start over.
Start over.
January.
Feels.
Uh-huh.
February.
Feels.
Mm-hmm.
March.
Feels.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Prel.
Feels.
Right.
And actually, I have a different father.
Oh.
That's just something about me.
Wait, so you don't all have the same last name, or you do have the same last name?
We do.
Do they all have different last names?
We're all Fuels, but my birth name is different, but I didn't know about I had a different father until a few weeks ago.
Oh,
shit.
Oh.
But that's why my name's Aprel, and all their names are pronounced a little different.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Although they say that I might have the same father as November.
Oh.
That's one of my brothers, too. I'll start over.
Thank you.
January.
Feels.
Mm-hmm. February.
Feels.
Mm-hmm.
March.
Feels.
Arnie, where are you going?
Arnie, where are you going?
Oh, no, I'm just... No, I feel like I can skip this part.
Aprel, I'm so sorry. Could you start over?
I'll start over.
Great.
All right, someone grab Arnie and hold him down.
No, let go.
January.
While he's being held down, I'm just going to trace his body here, just in case.
Yeah, safe than sorry.
I don't need to hear all these.
Ugh, I keep losing my place. January. February.
Right.
Feels.
March.
Feels.
April.
Feels.
Megwin.
Feels.
June, July.
Feels.
August.
Feels.
September. How do you know this, Arnie?
October. November.
Why do you ask that question?
It's not November. Start over.
I'll start over.
When you assume, you make an asset of you and April. Pierre had his money.
Okay. Guys, let go of me. I will say them. January.
Feels.
February.
Feels.
March.
Feels.
April.
Feels.
June.
You got to start over.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I forgot May Ant.
It's May Ant, and I said Megwin a moment ago, and I just wanted you to know that that's just because I was thinking about Chun's friend, the Megwin.
Oh, I didn't even notice. It can. They can be your friend, too.
Really?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
May I hang out with
him? Well,
the perfect response.
I don't know if you need any more friends, personally.
I don't need... Yeah, you know what? You're right. Dick Biss, you're my only friend. You're my best friend. I don't need any others.
Oh, wonderful.
That seems healthy. Use it for you to pull that shit.
Well, I am dying, after all. I suppose after I pass off of this realm, you can hang out with May Aunt all you like. Or Megwin, either.
I gotta get May Aunt and Megwin in the same room. I bet they'd get along.
That sounds like fun. Much like when all the men of spiders get together. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, and that the people cheer.
All right, but let's list your brothers one more time.
Okay, well, we took a short break and a bit of a fist fight broke out, but we've all calmed down, and I thought maybe would it be okay if we read an email?
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Here's an email. If anyone wants to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Are they writing in because they know they don't have much longer before I pass?
Here, let me see.
Arnie, let me chime in here real quick. You can always email me at chuntwith6t@gmail.com. And actually, Arnie, I have an email here that says, Usador is dying! !
Oh, great, because most of my emails are about flour, so you do yours.
And sorry, this email, it says it's from everyone.
Oh.
It says it's from everyone on Earth, and it says we're so sad about this. So I just want to read that email.
Okay. Why were you just looking at your little paw, though?
Because my paw can be a phone, if you think about it. No, I wrote it down on my paw. That makes more sense.
Okay.
Mm. That makes more sense.
Makes sense.
Don't reply all to that. Everyone.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
January.
No.
February.
No.
Arnie, what's your email?
Here, I did find one for Usador. Hello, Magic Tavern gang, specifically Usador. And then there are a bunch of compliments that I cut out. I had a question for Usador. I remember Genlevia and Spintax mentioning they both had been nominated and won Wizard's Choice Awards in the past. What sort of deeds are award-worthy? Surely, killing the Dark Lord, wink, would be a sure bet for an award this time. How tough is the competition looking like this award season? Shell. It's pronounced Shell. Swedish name.
Thank you for your letter, Shell, Swedish name. I believe that... I don't want to be arrogant, but I think this is my year. I'm going to be honest. You know, because while some other people have done some amazing things, Blorth unexpectedly appeared in the middle of a field and granted 7 wishes to 7 deer, who then sowed the fields with more splendor than had been seen in 7 centuries. And that was pretty impressive for Blorth, who's been depressed and not doing much for a while. And he got nominated, and he deserves that nomination. I'm proud to be nominated alongside him. And of course, Eunice is also nominated in the category this year. I think it's very impressive to weave a web of pure lace, gossamer veil between one world and the next. And to speak to beings unlike any Foon has ever seen before. That's impressive, certainly. But I'm the only one that killed the Dark Lord, baby.
Kind of sucks to hear this answer, because a few months ago, I asked you what kind of deeds get nominations for Wizard Choice Awards, and you said deeds nuts. So it kind of sucks to hear this long-ass answer to email when your friend asked you. And, I mean, to be fair, we did a Get Nuts episode about your right and left testicle, it seems a little unfair.
I apologize, Ani. Can we cut all that out? Ask me the last bit again.
Okay. How much... I already deleted the email, so it was... I've
Deeds
started doing
nuts.
Oh, yep. Yeah. You know, if I cut everything leading up to it out, it's not going to make sense.
Right.
But I'll do that for you.
Okay.
Usador, from this point forward, I'm just going to call you Mr. Deeds Nuts.
That reminds me, Usador, I forgot to mention, I'm starting the Magi Tavi Awards, and this year you're nominated for that Deeds Nuts line.
Oh, I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are the other... What in what category?
Worst line.
Oh. To be fair...
Wait. Give me this list. What else is nominated for worst line? My name is Arnie. About 6.5 years ago, I fell into a... Okay, these are legit.
Look, it's a very long scroll. It's still being compiled.
Yeah, and one of the nominees, it says worst line, and it starts off straight, then it kind of squiggles in the middle, and then ends straight. Is that something?
Mm-hmm. That's going on the list.
Here, give me that list. What else is on this worst list line? January? March? April?
Feels?
Stop!
April. I'm so glad you came and visited me before I died. I'm going to die in 3 to 5 weeks.
Oh.
And it was so wonderful to see you one last time before I pass.
It was good to see you too, friend. I have to go, but I did bring you one gift. Do you want a, I have this canister of potato chips. Do you want to open it and have some?
Oh, I would love to have some delicious potato chips. I'm so weak, though. Could Arnie open them for me?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
Arnie, can you open the can of potato chips for me?
Okay, I don't know. I'm getting a weird vibe about this can of potato chips.
What are you talking about? Arnie, just open the chips. And hey, be normal about it, because, you know, a normal person, when they open a big tub of chips, they usually stare right down the barrel, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're anticipating that the smell of chips.
And don't pay any attention to those gnomes in the bush over there.
I got a tiny butt.
Wait, if there have been gnomes hiding in a bush this whole time, this episode is starting to make a lot more sense.
Open the can.
Not a single thing I said was my own idea. It was the gnomes in the bushes told me to say
it. Okay.
My tiny butt smells like a big butt.
All right, I'm opening the can. And,
spiders! Spiders! Say hello to my cousin!
That's getting nominated for best line.
Is he your little friend, too?
Yeah, say hello to my little cousin, friend. He's my buddy. Actually, he's
he's your cousin first and his friend and a friend second.
Exactly. The now opposite of the brother. Yeah.
Whew, I've lost a lot of blood.
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, proud member of the Comedy Listing Council. Lists of Things, the inexhaustible well from which all noteworthy comedy springs. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, User of the Blue, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. April Fuels, the Gnome Jokester, was played by Asher Perlman. Asher is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and a cartoonist for The New Yorker. And if you should wind up on a trivia team with Asher, when the music round hits, just remember, seeing a man at his absolute worst is the only way to truly know him. Check out Asher on Twitter and Instagram at Asher Perlman. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free versions of every episode and 2 new bonus episodes every month. Plus, last week, all 6 episodes of Lost in Foon were added to the Patreon feed. Lost in Foon is a collection of live shows from, when live shows happened. For more on the bonus episodes, the spin-offs, and lots of other Patreon perks too exciting to get specific about, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.